Welcome to this special program on the Indian strikes against terror bases in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. Let me give you, I'm Anubha Rohatgi, and let me give you a brief details, some details of the Operation Sindoor that was launched post-midnight. Indian Armed Forces launched Operation Sindoor post-midnight, hitting terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, from where terrorist attacks against India have been planned and directed. The Ministry of Defence, in a statement, said altogether 9 sites were targeted. The ministry further added that its actions have been focused, measured, and non-escalatory in nature. The ministry informed that no Pakistani military facilities have been targeted, and it added that India has demonstrated considerable restraint in selection of targets and methods of execution. And before we go any further, let me give you a list of the 9 terror targets that were targeted by the Indian forces. The targets are Bahawalpur, Mudrike, Sarjal, Mehmuna, Sialkot, Barnala, 2 targets in Kotli, and 2 targets in Muzaffarabad, that is Shavai Nalla camp and Saidina Bilal camp. The Indian Defence Ministry said that these steps, that is the terror strikes against the terror camps, have come in the wake of the barbaric Pahalgam terrorist attack in which 25 Indians and 1 Nepali citizen were killed. It said armed forces are living up to the commitment of that those responsible for this attack will be held accountable. In the wake of the strikes by Indian forces, let me again tell you that this was a coordinated strikes by the tri-services, all the 3 services of the military, that is the Indian Army, Indian Air Force and the Indian Navy, were involved in this operation. So in the wake of this operation, several airports in parts of northern India have been closed for commercial operations after Operation Sindoor. The Indian Air Force has confirmed the closure of the airfield at Srinagar Airport, resulting in a complete suspension of civilian flights today. Airfield has been closed and today no civil flights will be operated from Srinagar Airport. That was the message from there. All passengers, including Hajj pilgrims, have been asked to confirm status of flight operations from respective authorities. Similarly, in a lot of places across India, educational institutions have been closed. So educational institutions, including schools, colleges in North Kashmir's Baramulla, Kupwara and Gurez in Bandipora district will remain closed for today. The Kashmir University has postponed all its exams scheduled for today. Defence sources said that during the night of 6th and 7th May, Pakistani army resorted to arbitrary firing, including artillery shelling from posts across the line of control and international border opposite Jammu and Kashmir. 3 innocent lives were lost in this indiscriminate firing and shelling. The Indian army is responding in proportionate manner. And authorities have urged people to remain calm and alert while following official advisories as a precautionary measure. And now we have been, and now let's listen to the reactions coming in on Operation Sindoor. First, we have the reaction from former Ambassador Prabhu Dayal, who spoke with Akashvani News. Let's listen to what he had to say.
India has conducted strikes against several sites in Pakistan which have been used by the terrorists. In fact, these sites are the bases from where the terrorists have been carrying out training of their cadres and then sending them across to India. The terrorist organizations whose bases have been targeted are Lashkar-e-Taiba, Jaish-e-Mohammed and Hizbul Mujahideen, which are the main organizations which have been carrying out terrorist attacks against us. Now, India's diplomatic tasks are very clear. First of all, we have already made it clear that we were not targeting civilians, but we are only targeting the terrorists. So this fact has to be explained to various countries who have good relations with us and who have been keen to ensure that there is no escalation of the conflict. Secondly, we have to make it very clear that if Pakistan retaliates, then we will take action on a much higher scale, because what we have done till now has been a very limited strike. But in case there is any sort of retaliation from Pakistan, then naturally we will escalate our action to a totally higher level. So these facts are very, very important. And the message has to go across to the international community that whatever we have done has been because of our policy of zero tolerance of terrorism.
That was a former ambassador, Prabhu Dayal. And like we just discussed, we were listening to his reaction. Reactions are coming across from all over the country, across party lines, from various leaders, political leaders, and you know, some of the victims of the relatives of the victims who were killed in the Pahalgam attack. So leaders cutting across party lines have lauded Operation Sindoor conducted by the Indian Armed Forces. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, Operation Sindoor is Bharat's response to the brutal killing of the country's innocent brothers in Pahalgam. He said the Modi government is resolved to give a befitting response to any attack on India and its people. Mr. Shah said India remains firmly committed to eradicating terrorism from its roots. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also lauded the Indian Armed Forces. The External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said the world must show zero tolerance for terrorism. Leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, in a social media post, said he's proud of the Indian Armed Forces. Congress President Mallika Arjun Kharge, in his reaction, said that India has an unflinching national policy against all forms of terrorism emanating from Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. In a social media post, Mr. Kharge said the country is extremely proud of the Indian Armed Forces who have struck terror camps in Pakistan and POK. He applauded their resolute resolve and courage. Mr. Kharge said since the day of the Pahalgam terror attack, the Indian National Congress has categorically stood with the Indian Armed Forces and the government to take any decisive action against cross-border terrorism. And we have a reaction also coming in from the Indian Embassy in Washington, D.C., United States. So the Embassy of India in Washington, D.C., USA, said today that no Pakistani civilian, economic or military targets have been hit under Operation Sindoor, and only known terror camps were targeted. In a statement, the embassy said that India's actions have been focused and precise and were measured, responsible and designated to be non-escalatory in nature. The statement highlighted that India has credible leads, technical inputs, testimony of the survivors and other evidence pointing towards the clear involvement of Pakistan-based terrorists in this attack. And it's very important to note here the statement that is coming out from the Embassy of India in Washington, D.C., that it's very clear that the strikes that were held overnight are based on, you know, are based on credible leads, on technical inputs and testimony of the survivors and other evidence. The statement further said that expectation was that Pakistan would take action against terrorists and the infrastructure that supports them. Instead, during the fortnight that has gone by, Pakistan has indulged in denial and made allegations of false flag operations against India. The embassy further stated that shortly after the strikes, NSA Ajit Doval spoke with U.S. NSA and Secretary of State Marco Rubio and briefed him on the actions taken. Meanwhile, sources said that Indian officials have spoken to their counterparts in a number of countries to brief them on steps taken by India. And among those who were spoken to, among those the senior Indian officials spoke to were officials in U.S., U.K., Saudi Arabia, UAE and Russia. And we also have reactions coming in from leaders across the world. U.S. President Donald Trump has reacted to India's operation against terror camps inside Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. Mr. Trump said that people knew that something is going to happen. The president further said that he hopes the tension between the two countries ends soon.
We just heard about it just as we were walking in the doors of the Oval. I guess people knew something was going to happen based on a little bit of the past. They've been fighting for a long time. You know, they've been fighting for many, many decades. No, I just hope it ends very quickly.
And now we have some reactions coming in from the relatives of those who lost their lives in the Pahalgam attack. A victim of Pahalgam attack, terror attack, N. Ramachandran's daughter, Arati, expressed relief and said they feel proud of Operation Sindoor.
It's actually a kind of relief to our family, it's like waking up to the news of the attack of the 9 terrorist camp in Pakistan. I feel very proud at this moment, not only me, we as a family feel very proud at this moment. It's like being a justice being served for us.
What do you think the name, is it apt for the situation?
Yeah, there is no other name which will be apt for the situation. When they spare the women and children, the women, so the trauma the women have to undergo or undergo all of their life. I don't know whether we will overcome, but undergo all of their life. This is the very apt name that anybody can give to the operation.
The father of Shubham Dwivedi, another victim of the Pahalgam terror attack, Sanjay Dwivedi, has thanked Indian Army and Prime Minister Narendra Modi for conducting Operation Sindoor on terror camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. He said they listened to the pain of the country. Mr. Dwivedi said his entire family has been feeling light since they heard the news of Operation Sindoor. He also said that Indian military has destroyed the terrorism that is flourishing in Pakistan.
मैं सलाम करता हूं अपने देश की सेना को और धन्यवाद अर्पित करता हूं हमने देश के माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी को जिन्होंने देश की 140 करोड़ जनता के मन की बात को समझा दिल के दर्द को समझा उसके गुस्सा को समझा और जिस तरह हमारी सशक्त सेनाओं ने अदम साहस और शौर्य के साथ पाकिस्तान में पल रहे आतंकवाद का विनाश करने का काम किया है उसके लिए मैं सलाम करता हूं देश की सरकार को आज मुझे ऐसा महसूस हुआ है कि शुभम की आत्मा को सच्चे तौर पर आज
That was the father of one of the victims of Pahalgam attack, Shubham Dwivedi. His father, Sanjay Dwivedi, was giving his reaction. Now, as we said earlier, that reactions are pouring in from various leaders, from people, from the parents of the or the relatives of the victims. And so let's listen. Let's talk about some of the other reactions coming in. Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy has called for an emergency meeting with all officials concerned later this morning at the Integrated Command and Control Centre, ICCC, in Hyderabad to review all security preparations post-Operation Sindoor. The security measures to safeguard all major installations and key strategic central and defence and state government locations will be reviewed. Earlier on a social media message, Mr. Reddy said that as an Indian citizen first, he is standing strongly with our armed forces. That was his reaction. He said the strikes against terror factories in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir made him and the people of Telangana proud. And former IGCRPF MP Nathaniel spoke to Akashvani News on Operation Sindoor. Let's listen to what he had to say.
The Operation Sindoor that has been conducted by the Indian Army and Air Force, that's a very commendable action that has been taken by the forces. And it sends a message to the Pakistanis that we will not take anything lying low like this. Since they attacked our civilians, we had to take retaliatory measures. But we have done it in a more decent way by not attacking the civilians. We have gone in to attack the particular headquarters of these terrorists in 9 places. It's a great thing done by the Indian forces that they first pinpointed the 9 spots where the training of these terrorists is done. And they are lodged there, trained there, and they are even indoctrinated there. And these are the particular hubs from where the terrorists are brought out to J&K, and then they create problems. So this was a very commendable action taken by the Indian forces that they targeted the places where the militants are stationed, and they have been neutralized to a great extent. Some of them are in the hospital now. We do not know the condition. Even their generals are visiting. That shows that they have suffered casualties, and it has rightly been done. And in future, they will not dare to do such a thing again.
That was former IGCRPF. And now let me tell you about what Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin said post-Operation Sindoor. Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu M.K. Stalin has said that Tamil Nadu stands with the Indian Army against terrorism. In a tweet, he said, "With our army for our nation, Tamil Nadu stands resolute." AIADMK Chief and former Chief Minister E. Palanisamy also has commended the Indian Armed Forces for their precise execution of Operation Sindoor in targeting terror camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir in response to Pahalgam attack. In a Twitter message, he said that under the vigilant leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, justice has been delivered. PMK leader Dr. Anbumani Ramadas also said that he would support the stand taken by the Union government and the defence forces for a secured and safe nation. Due to the ongoing security situation, IndiGo Airlines had stopped services to and from Chennai to Chandigarh today. And let me now tell you about some of the preparations that are on following Operation Sindoor. And even before Operation Sindoor was launched, there were various activities going on. There were various preparations going on. So one of the preparations is that Pakistan, which shares 553-kilometer long border with Pakistan, I beg your pardon, Punjab, which shares 553-kilometer long border with Pakistan and which is manned by Border Security Force as the first line of defense. So our Jalandhar correspondent has reported that BSF is alert and ready for any eventuality that might crop up on border in view of India's action against Operation Sindoor. Schools in border districts of Amritsar, Fazilka, Firozpur, Gurdaspur and Pathankot have been closed for now. And the district collectors have issued orders in this regard after the Indian Army operation. And let me also tell you about the other preparations. Before we go to the preparations, before I tell you in detail about the preparations, let me also tell you once again what the President, U.S. President Donald Trump had to say on this operation. America ke Rashtrapati Donald Trump ne Pakistan aur Pakistan adhikrit Kashmir mein atankwadiyo ke shiviro ke virudh Bharat ki karyavahi par pratikriya dete hue kaha hai ki sabhi log jante the kuch hone ja raha hai. Unhone ye bhi kaha ki ve aasha karte hain ki dono desho ke beech tanav jald hi dur ho jayega. और देशभर में आज होने वाले नागरिक सुरक्षा मॉक ड्रिल्स को मद्देनजर रखते हुए अग्निशमन सेवा यानी कि फायर ब्रिगेड सर्विसेज, नागरिक सुरक्षा और होमगार्ड के महानिदेशक विवेक श्रीवास्तव ने कहा है कि आम लोगों को इससे घबराना नहीं चाहिए क्योंकि ये एक प्रारंभिक अभ्यास है. उन्होंने कहा कि ये लोगों को किसी भी बाहरी खतरे का मुकाबला करने के लिए तैयार करने का अभ्यास है. एंड आई वॉज टेलिंग यू एंड एज वी जस्ट रेड दैट operations that mock security drills are going to be held throughout the country today. So these planned security mock drills across the country are going to be held in 244 districts for effective civil defense in the event of a hostile attack. And a drill is planned in Delhi as well today, which is going to happen at 4 p.m. And as we are discussing about the details of Operation Sindoor that took place overnight, where in which terrorist target or terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir were hit by Indian armed forces, where and these targets were the ones where terrorist attacks against India have been planned and directed. And let me also give you once again the targets that were hit during this attack, Operation Sindoor. The targets were hit in Bahawalpur. They were attacked. The targets were hit in Mudrike, Sarjal, in Mehmuna in Sialkot, Varnala, two targets in Kotli, and two targets in Muzaffarabad that were Shawai Nalla camp and Saidina Bilal camp. And now let's listen to this report, which has been sent to us by our correspondent Chirag on the mock drills that are going to happen today.
The Director General of Fire Services, Civil Defense and Home Guards, Vivek Srivastav, said that common people should not be alarmed as it is a preparatory exercise and they should cooperate with the volunteers. In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News, he said that it is an exercise to prepare people to counter any external threat.
This we are doing after a very long time across the country. So that is why this is a very large exercise. So we have made a SOP regarding how it is to be done and in what parameters, what way it has to be documented. So analysis will be made. So the common people, there is no reason for them to be alarmed in the sense. It is a preparatory exercise. They should actually give their wholehearted cooperation from whatever instructions they receive from CD volunteers or from the controller of civil defense, who is the district magistrate.
In the national capital, Delhi Directorate of Education has directed all schools heads to organize training sessions for students and teachers on disaster response today. As part of a nationwide mega mock drill, authorities in Delhi will conduct Operation Abhyas at 55 locations. The civil defense exercise will involve active participation from the district controller, various district authorities, civil defense wardens and volunteers, home guards, as well as members of NCC, NSS, NYKS and students from schools and colleges. The border state of Punjab will conduct mock drill in 20 districts of state, including border districts of Amritsar, Firozpur, Gurdaspur, Pathankot and Tarantaran, with the objective to create awareness among the public and take necessary precautions in the event of any hostile attack. Moreover, schools in some border areas, including Amritsar, Fazilka, Firozpur, Gurdaspur and Pathankot have been closed for now to keep students safe. In Maharashtra, civil defense mock drill will be conducted at 16 locations across 10 districts. The MHA has directed the authorities to conduct the mock drill in Mumbai, Tarapur, Thane, Pune, Nashik and 11 other districts. Some of the locations are sensitive like Tarapur, which houses the Tarapur Atomic Power Plant. In Telangana, the drill is scheduled to be held at 4 locations within outer ring road limits. These are Secunderabad and Golconda Cantonment, Kanchanbagh and Nacharam. In Gujarat, civil defense mock drill will be held across 18 districts including Vadodara, Surat, Tapi, Patan, Banaskantha, Ahmedabad, Dwarka, Kutch, Bharuch, among others. Mock drill for district administrations will begin at 4 p.m. with sounds of sirens, which will followed by blackout drill between 7:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now let's listen to what Vivek Srivastav, the DG, he had to say in an exclusive interview with Akashwani News on mock drills.
This we are doing after a very long time across the country. So that is why this is a very large exercise. So we have made a SOP regarding how it is to be done and in what parameters, what way it has to be documented. So analysis will be made. So the common people, there is no reason for them to be alarmed in the sense. It is a preparatory exercise. They should actually give their wholehearted cooperation from whatever instructions they receive from CD volunteers or from the controller of civil defense, who is the district magistrate. So it is an exercise on strengthening yourself to counter a external threat.
That was DG Fire Services, Civil Defense and Home Guard Vivek Srivastav, who was speaking exclusively to Akashwani. And now my colleague Nikhin has joined me. He will share the details of the preparations that are going on post Operation Sindoor.
और उसके पहले हम ये बता दें कि सिक्किम के मुख्यमंत्री प्रेम सिंह तमांग ने आज सुबह ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के बारे में अपनी प्रतिक्रिया साझा की है. उन्होंने सोशल मीडिया पर एक पोस्ट में कहा कि ये ऑपरेशन आतंक के खिलाफ भारत के संकल्प का एक शक्तिशाली प्रतीक है. श्री तमांग ने कहा कि देश की सेनाओं का साहस देश की संप्रभुता की रक्षा करता है. और इस बीच पंजाब में विद्यार्थियों की सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित करने के लिए अमृतसर, फजिलका, फिरोजपुर, गुरदासपुर और पठानकोट सहित कुछ सीमावर्ती क्षेत्रों के स्कूल बंद कर दिए गए हैं. पाकिस्तान और पाकिस्तान के अवैध कब्जे वाले कश्मीर में आतंकी शिविरों पर भारतीय सेना द्वारा किए गए हमलों के बाद जिला कलेक्टरों ने इसे लेकर के आदेश जारी किए हैं. अमेरिका के वॉशिंगटन डीसी में भारतीय दूतावास ने आज कहा कि ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के अंतर्गत किसी भी पाकिस्तानी नागरिक, आर्थिक या सैन्य ठिकाने को निशाना नहीं बनाया गया है और केवल ज्ञात आतंकवादी शिविरों को ही लक्षित किया गया. दूतावास ने बयान में कहा कि भारत की कार्रवाई केंद्रित और सटीक रही है और इसे नपे तुले तरीके से जिम्मेदारी पूर्वक संचालित किया गया. साथ ही ये कार्रवाई गैर उग्र रूप से संचालित की गई. बयान में इस बात पर भी बल दिया गया कि भारत के पास विश्वसनीय सुराग, तकनीकी जानकारी, पहलगाम हमले में बचे हुए लोगों की गवाही और अन्य साक्ष्य हैं जो इस हमले में पाकिस्तान के आतंकवादियों की स्पष्ट संलिप्तता की ओर इशारा करते हैं. पाकिस्तान के विरुद्ध भारतीय सशस्त्र बलों की ओर से ऑपरेशन सिंदूर चलाए जाने के बाद पहलगाम आतंकवादी हमले में जान गंवाने वाले शुभम द्विवेदी के पिता संजय द्विवेदी ने कहा है कि जब से उन्होंने पाकिस्तान और पाकिस्तान के अवैध कब्जे वाले कश्मीर में आतंकवादियों के शिविरों पर हवाई हमले का समाचार सुना है, तब से उनके पूरे परिवार का मन हल्का हुआ है.
मैं सलाम करता हूं अपने देश की सेना को और धन्यवाद अर्पित करता हूं अपने देश के माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी को, जिन्होंने देश की 140 करोड़ जनता के मन की बात को समझा, दिल के दर्द को समझा, उसके गुस्सा को समझा और जिस तरह हमारी सशक्त सेनाओं ने अदम साहस और शौर्य के साथ पाकिस्तान में पल रहे आतंकवाद का विनाश करने का काम किया है, उसके लिए मैं सलाम करता हूं देश की सरकार को. आज मुझे ऐसा महसूस हुआ है कि शुभम की आत्मा को सच्चे तौर पर आज
संजय द्विवेदी जी ने भारतीय सेना और प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी के प्रति आभार प्रकट करते हुए कहा कि उन्होंने देश का दर्द सुना है. उन्होंने ये भी कहा कि भारतीय सेना ने पाकिस्तान में पनप रहे आतंकवाद का खात्मा किया है.
यू आर लिसनिंग टू दिस स्पेशल ब्रॉडकास्ट ऑन ऑपरेशन सिंधु.